Rabbi Weinstein says, share in the Dharam Tav Hei.
A yad mechiech would be referred to a yad. It's a yad. It's not a complete lotion of nether. However, the yad is mechiech. That means that it's clear from what he says what the intention over here is. And yad she'ena mechiach is that it's not as mefurish. Shmuel saying that if he were just to say mudranim imcho, mufushanim imchakni, he wouldn't ask at all, because it's not even a yad she'ena mechiach. And therefore he says that therefore it's in order for this nether to have any meaning to it, he would have had to continued Shani Oichaloch or Shani Toyimloch. So that's what Shmuel's coming to say. So Shmuel, that being that I feel that Udrani is not even a Yad, therefore, in order for the Isser to be possible in the Mishnah, must be that the Tana is. The case that the Tana is dealing with is that he said, "Mudranim imcho shani yoicheloch, mufushanim imcho shani yoicheloch," etc. Right? That's what Gemara is saying over here. Oh, my shem b'kol atshir, my shani yoicheloch, or shani toimloch. Okay, and then we just explained where Shmuel was coming from. Why is he saying that? Frek the Gemara. Gemara asks the question as follows: Meisvei, mudrani imcho, mufushani imcho, miruchakri imcho is a osur. The Braiso Kinnirus is clearly saying, it's saying that first Amira of Mudrani Loch, etc., and it passing on that also. Then it continues, Shani Yoichlo, Shani Toyim Loch, Hareza also. So that's Moritz Kash on Shmuel. You see that Mudrani does Asr. On that, and for the Gemara, Hochi Kotoni. So the Gemara is able to answer this question at this point by saying that when the Mishnah, when the Braisa continues, that's taken out a new thing, but that's really conditioning the original Isser of the Madrani. Madrani is only also, this that we say Madrani is also, that's only if he would have continued with Hashani Yechel, Hashani Toyim Loch. So with that, the Gemara is able to be madcha the Braisa, that it should still stim with the way we're understanding Shmuel. Asks the Gemara from another Braisa, Vastanya Yipcho. This Braisa reverses the order. First, the Braisa says Hashani Yechel, Hashani Toyim Loch Osur, then Mudranim Mecho, Mushan Mecho, Ruchakim Mecho is Osur, Haiz Osur. So you can't make a Bamed Varmamurim on this. On that, the Gemara is able to answer this price also by saying, Tni Hochi, Ukfar Omar Mudrani. That this, that the Tana is that original Isser, really is that original Isser is what's necessary after he says, Mudrani, it's necessary to have that original memory in order to ask him. So again, the Gemara is being madchik to fend for the right to answer the right to how it could simul Shmuel. So at this point, the Gemara feels that we have an answer. However, frekta Gemara yihochi hainu reisho. Frekta Gemara yihochi hainu reisho. The Ran explains that the Gemara's kash of Yochan Reisha is as follows. That if really the Tana holds that Mudrani alone does Nasr, and it's really conditional only if he said Shani Eichelach, Sahainu Reisha, Zokturan, what that means is that the Tana should have expressed the halacha like the previous Braisa. If he's saying it, if he's saying like this, Hakoponim would say with a Bamed Vam Amurim. But to do it in this fashion, Kfar Omar, that's a very dochuk. So therefore, it would seem that this is not the Kavan of the Brahis. That's kasha number one. V'oid also lomali, Lama lemisni. In fact, the Gemara, another kasha, which really is a kasha even on the first braisa, that if the ikar psak in the braisa is really referring to that first case, and that first case includes both, then the second osur wouldn't be necessary because we're not coming to say a new halacha over here. That's the most kasha also lonely. So at this point, where we're standing right now, that the Gemara is not accepting the way we answered or we tried to explain the braisa. So therefore, these two braises, the Gemara right now is holding that, definitely are saying that mudrani, etc., that in itself is enough to answer. If so what's Shmuel saying? Okay?
Does Shmuel also hold that the ones in the Sefer are also not enough? I mean, Mashani Ocholach also would not be a Yad, where the Gemara is going?
Just trying to remember the Raya to this. I think in learning the Gemara, that would be enough. We have to remember what the right is. Does anyone have a right to this? To this, according to this point of the Gemara,
the Gemara in English says at this point the Gemara is understanding Shani Ochlecha by itself would have been enough.
Right. What was the right to that?
Shlomo has the footnote open.
Which footnote?
I don't know. You could buy it.
Because that's the way that I was understanding. But now, then I don't understand, what would you need a Kvar Amar for? Well, Kvar Amar.
Kvar Amar means, I don't think we're conditioning the Shani Yechaloch. Kvar Amar means that he had already said Mutrani, and that's not sufficient, and that's why he needs to say this.
Okay.
I believe that's what the Ran says, right?
Yeah, I guess so, too.
The Kamash Mundafka, the Kvar Omar Majrani, Mchot Soch Lema Shani Eichelach, the Eloi Le Mitzah.
Yeah.
All right, so where we're standing right now is that that the Braisa definitely says that Majrani itself could answer. So if that's so, then we need to explain Shmuel. Zoch the Gemara. El Omar Shmuel, Taimed Omar Shani Yechelosh, Shani Taimloch, Hudos Vechaveri Mutter. The Gemara is adjusting Shmuel, and what the Gemara is saying is that not that Mudrani wouldn't answer, on the contrary, Mudrani would be an Isser different than the Isser of Shani Taimloch, let's say. Mudrani would be an Isser which would answer both the Madar and the Mudar. Okay, let's just get the Cheshbon now, and then we'll say over the Ran's explanation. So Shmuel saying, Taimo da Omar, Shani Oichelo, Shani Taimloch, Huda Osu, V'chaber Mudar. Aber Om Mudrani Heimoch, right, so Hemoch is, I believe, just the Aramaic term of Mimcha. Right, our Mishnah says Loshon Mimcha. The difference of term over here is that not making a difference. It's the same word. Avlom Mudrani Hemoch L'chudei Shnei Masurim. Ki Hodom Ab Yisrael B'Chanina Mudrani Hemoch Shnei Masurim. Right, so the Gemara explains Shmuel differently, and based on a memra from a Reis Reb Chanina, who says this, that Mudrani Himoch, or Mudrani Mimcha, is Shnehem Asurim. Now, what is Shmuel saying on the Mishnah? So the Ran explains as follows, that Mishmuel's comment that the Mishnah is Chalukotani, right? So the Ran explains that what he's saying over here is as follows, that being that he knows, like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, that if one were to say midrani mimcho, so then that would answer the madr and the mudr. Both people would be osir to minena from osir to the other person, right? Yeah, osir to minena from the other person. Being that that's so, so Shmuel is looking at the Mishnah, and Shmuel has a question on the Mishnah. If you learn that the Mishnah is that each memra is a nether by itself, is its nether, and Shani Ochem Shantoch is its nether, so the Mishnah is passing at the end of all that also. That would, so it would seem like it's the what the Isser includes is all the same. And that's what's bothering Shmuel, because Jok Shmuel, because were one to say Mudrani by itself, then it would answer both. And Shani Taimloch only answers the Madim. Is therefore that's why Shmuel is saying that must be that the way the Tana speaks it out must be that he's learning that it's Chodah Katani, and that's why in this context, when one starts out with a Mudrani and he continues with a Shani Oichenloch, we accept that Shani Toiloch as an explanation to modify what lies in the Mudrani, and in such a case, the Madrani won't answer both. So that's what Shmuel is saying. That the Mishnah is, it's Adshe Yomer, right? He's starting with the premise that the Isra and the Mishnah definitely is one Isra, even if it were to be more than one case, but it's one Isra. It means that whatever the Mishnah cases in the Mishnah is, it's answering the same people. So therefore, Zok Shmuel, that must be, in order that could be, must be that he said the Midrani together, and he continued with Shani Taimloch. Otherwise, it wouldn't be like that. Okay, so that's the current translation of Shmuel. Now, why is this so? Why is it that Mudrani Mimcho would answer both? So the Ran says an explanation to that. If you look at the top Ran on that Hei Omer Aleph, the Ran is explaining in a Beis Reb Chanin, which is the source to this. Zok the Ran, Nireh Be'einai.
Top run on Hey
Amidala? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Do you have that? Yeah, Dom Rosh Bechanina? Yeah. Right, that was the Divra Maschil. And the Ran says, Nirabeina. Right, you see from the way he talks over here that some which needs explanation. This is his view. His view on the union, right?
Not everybody agrees.
Not necessarily, right? Right. So it's important to pick up those cues, right? You know, when something is not necessarily a clear Gemara, and it's the opinion of Rishonim, you know, just that just keeps you on guard, that when you see something else, you'll notice that there might be a discrepancy. Right? Otherwise, you know, we assume that, you know, this is just how it is, and then automatically, subconsciously, we seem to translate everything according to that understanding. Okay, Nirvenai, the Hainu Taimo, this is the reason. Mishum Demashma Mudr Ani Unochosai, the Loshon of Mudrani Mimcho, Rahimoch, is Mashma, the Mashmois is that it's Koilo, his entire being, meaning his Nochosim also. Mudr Ani Unochosai, Mimcho Umini Chosecho. Mudrani Henoch. Mudr ani unuchosai mimcho uminu sochecho. So at this point, it could still theoretically mean, you know, that me and all my nuchosim can't have hanoch from you and your whole thing. However, Zok the man like this. Hilchach kiven the bechlal ani have nechosim. Since included in the ani is my nechosim, akolchach chaver nami osur boy. It must be that that what he's coming to do over here is to answer his friend also. D'iloi, because if it wouldn't be so, and he's just coming to answer him and everything that belongs to him, to having hanof from his friend, nechosim lav ba'asnuyim mechaverinenu. It's nechosim. He's talking about his nechosim. How would his nechosim, which he referenced, how would an iser apply to his nechosim? His nechosim can't have hanof from my friend. How would we understand that? That, and being that's so, that it's definitely implied that his nechosim are included in this iser that he's making right now. So the only way to understand how that could be, how his nechosim could be involved in the iser, is must be that what he meant to say is that his friend can have an off from his nechosim, and that's how it became a two-way street over here.
Why can't it be that his cow can't enjoy the grass of the other guy?
Okay, so maybe that might be possible. But how about his pen and his?
there is parts of his nechassim that you can type the word nechassim included in that.
Who's getting the hana there? Is it him or his cow?
Both. His cow is enjoying the grass, and he might save some money for supper.
Okay, so what I'm answering to you is that the mashmos is that it's applicable to all his nechassim. Right, that's what I was offering. Right, if someone has a different explanation, we're ready to hear that.
Now this is really, he's just explaining this sheet in the Gemara, which we're going to fall off of. So you know, la miso shel davar, you wouldn't necessarily hold this way.
Yeah.
One of those two things could go away. Either mudrani doesn't mean me and my nechassim, Or your nechassim can get hana, or both.
Right. So definitely after we make the cheshbonis, right, then we have to deal with what were the svaros over here? Why yeah? Why not? Right. That comes into the point that you're touching on. Like what exactly is the point of discussion? The mokum sofik, the mokum to doubt.
Mm-hmm. Pashut geredrin. Rod is saying ani unchasai. Ani unchasa, everything. Me and everything, right? The Ram is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't follow that last point. Could the Rav just repeat that one more time?
Oh, I didn't really say so much. I just said it, you know, in learning the Gemara. See, this type of Gemara over here is that there's a lot of back and forth, just figuring out just what's going on in the chakra tire of the Gemara, just the facts. There's enough of a workload just to understand that. Like, you know, once you get that, you know, you feel like you're finished. But the truth of the matter is that you know, if the one still has the capacity to come back and see all the back and forth, what were the issues over here, right? Gemara held at this point, the very first point, the Gemara held that Madrian doesn't ask you at all, right? Then something changes, and Midrani does answer, and then becomes a question of who's also in the Midrani. Right? A lot of different stardom in the Gemara, just to revisit that as far as the svara, the logic of what's going on over here. Right? So maybe we'll have a chance to get to there. Right? To discuss that a little further on. Okay, now we're just trying to get the cheshbonis of the Gemara. Right? That in itself would be an accomplishment. Over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're working with such a halacha.
Are we saying that Shmuel is basing it on Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina?
I don't know if he has to.
Was Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina earlier than Shmuel?
Could be. It would seem like that. But I don't know if that would be a reason for Shmuel
Or just trying to just say that they both have to be saying the same thing, but not that one is basing on the other one.
Well, I mean, he's saying this clearly, right? That's what it is. We're right now we're developing something in Shmuel, which obviously is not so clear because we didn't start out like this. So we're saying the explanation in Shmuel, and based on something which Rebbe Chanina says, we think he says clearly. Right, at Kalpan, this is what his words, the text of what he said initially was.
It could be we bring him in because eventually we're going to have a split, so sort of like leading us up to where we answer for Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, not Shmuel.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, at this point, I think we could understand how it is. It's, you know, I mean, this is the regular Seder HaGemara, when the Gemara offers something and it brings a basis for what we're saying. That's what this is. Right? He clearly says this at this point, and we're basing our new explanation of Shmuel based on this. But
it's clearly an Amara, right, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina?
I believe so.
It has to be, because later on down the Amid it says Itmar. And Itmar is a Lashon of Amorim.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I need to look in the Seder Adoros, but I think Rabbi Chanina, often Rabbi Chanina is Rabbi Chanina who took over from Rabbi after Rabbi died.
Rabbi Chanina or the Ibchanina or Bchia, who was that?
Bechia, they specifically didn't do because he was making a Sefer Torah.
No? It was Rabbi Chanina? Yeah, okay. I don't recall that name.
But there are other Rabbi Chaninas. It's Chanina Bardosa, it's a different Chanina, so I guess it could be him.
Okay, so maybe check up and you'll fill us in. The historic aspect of things here. Slomazan. But when the Gemara is going to continue, the focus tackle will be, the question will be on Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. You know, he's the one who at this point is clearly saying that. We're just borrowing that for Shmuel. So the question will be addressed to him, and you know, therefore, whatever questions we can have on him, we won't be able to use it for Shmuel. Back to Gemara. Tnan. So we're about to ask on this premise that Mudrani Heimoch, Mudrani Mimcho, will ask the Madr and the Nidr. Back to Gemara, Tnan. The Mishnah later on says, Harenu Lecha Cherem. The Mishnah is talking about the Loshon of Cherem, and the Mishnah says as follows, Hareini Olecho Cherem, Hamudr Osr. The Mishnah says, if someone says Hareini Olecho Cherem, so this Loshon, who answers, and it's clear the Mishnah is only answering one of them, so the Mishnah, Hamudr Osr. If a person is saying, I should be like a cherem to you, that means that just like you can't be nene from a cherem, you can't be nene from you. So he's answering the mudr. Asks the Gemara that according to our previous understanding, it should have answered both. The hareini should have been hare ani, which includes ani unachosai, and then the same svara should be applicable, that it should answer both ways. On that, the Gemara says, at this point, we have an answer for that. So the Gemara, okay, that doesn't bother us. The question was, Hamudr also have Amadir Loi, that's the question. And for the Gemara, the answer is, Gigan de Porish Omar, Porish Va'adolai Loi. That was, the Mishnah over there is talking about where he clearly expressed that I'm not Va'adolai Loi, I'm not answering myself. That's why the halacha is that the mudr, only the mudr is also. Fine. The mission of there continues.
This lashon harein halacha cherem, that's not the same as midran mimcha. Why do we assume, even if midran mimcha means ani b'nechasai or asur on you and you're nechasai, even if that's what midran means, mehechet heisi harein halacha cherem means the same thing. It's a different lashon. It doesn't say it doesn't say the same. I don't know what we got from the Rav and Mechav, but it doesn't say.
Okay, so maybe we have to clarify that, right? If we don't really understand what the Midrash Mincha is, then we can't possibly ask, right? A Shelas Chochem over here, right? We know that just because you know the verbal sounding might be different, is not really a reason to make a difference, right?
So it says Alacha, there it says Mincha. First of all,
no, you're right. I'm saying there are different words, but in order to ask the question properly, we need to see why is it that Midrani Mincha. What did he say there, which included the Nechasim, which was the cause of the Nechasim, which is the basis of the Tu'e Yisr, and why that should follow over here, right? So we'll look in the Ran in a moment, and then we'll see whether there's something to ask. Okay.
And just in the case where we say ba'ata lay low, so what's the chiddush?
Okay, that's also a valid question. It would seem like, regardless from the Mishnah, that it's the chiddush of the Mishnah seems to be that what these lashon is who it's answering, right? And as even before we start, right? What is the Mishnah coming to say over here? The Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah looks like the Mishnah is coming to tell us that what expression is answering who. So, if that's so, so it's possible like this, that let's say, if we would start the Mishnah says, right? So that means that, who is that Lashon answering? So the Mishnah is being Mechadish, is telling us that it answers the Mudr. Now, if that's so, if then that means it lies in that lotion on Isser to the other person, right? To the person who's not making the neder. Now, if that's the point of the chiddush, so when the Mishnah says, now, so our issue over here is does it also answer the madim? So all Gemara is saying is that in order to for it to work with the Ar Cheshem, it has to be speaking that says Va'ara Lailoi. But still the issue is does it have in that the wording to answer the other person? Right? So that regardless Lachari is what the Mishnah is coming to say, that this wording answers the other person. One might have thought that it doesn't have the wording to answer the other person.
So it would answer no one, the Rebbe would say. In other words, if he said, Hamudr minach, the atalai lo, the habaminle would be that it would answer no one.
Right.
Hamash milan, that's answering the other guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say that again, please.
That the rabbi is saying, because is that we need the chiddush to say that if he says hamudar, that it asks the other person,
yeah.
Right? The fact that I had asked atalai lo is pashit that the other guy, that I'm not asking because he said I'm a furish. So what's the chiddush?
Yeah.
So the rabbi said the chiddush is that, it, but it does ask the other guy.
Right.
Doesn't the word Alacha by itself connotate that he's only making an issue on another guy?
So, I mean, if that's a question, then it doesn't have to do so much with our Gemara, right? You know, I was just saying that our Gemara didn't become. Shlomo was asking that once he's saying that Adalai Lois, then what's the Chiddush? I was just saying that whatever the Chiddush was, still is. You know, you want to ask over there, so you could ask over there. But that's not our discussion. The discussion now, Sugi, is just things that were said in our sugya we have to take responsibility for, right? But whatever is before our sugya, that's we don't have to get involved in that right now. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter, Adalai Cherem Hanoider Oser. Ava Moduloi asks the Gemara the second bovo in that Mishnah. In this case, Adalai Cherem, which that also should have answered both according to our understanding of the Rishon Chanina. That answers the Gemara the same thing. Ki goin de parsh vano olecho loy. So at this point, fine, so we're able to work out that Mishnah, that it's not a contradiction to what we're saying, that a Loshon of Madrani Mimcho would answer both. That's if you don't detract from it. But if you detract from it, like in that Mishnah, right? That's detracting from that, then the Issur will only remain only on one. Yeah, I'm sorry.
In the second part, he says, At alai cherim, and if he hadn't said, and then he says, Va'ana alach lo, so the noder is usser when he says that. At alai cherim, Va'ana alecha lo, then the noder is usser and not the muder. But if he had just said, At alai cherim, they both would have been usser?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right?
So then when he says before, and he qualifies in the first part, V'at alai lo, what's the difference? There, at alai lo is only going one way, and here, at alai cherem seems to be going both ways.
Let's hold that question for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the other questions everybody else asked also are hard for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see if we can just come back. Let's just get to the moment, then we'll see if we can work that out. Fretting Maratis, that granted that we were able to work out these two bovas in the Mishnah over there, that the way we're working now is that if you would have just said these lashonos without any qualification, it would answer both. And the reason why in the Mishnah it's only asking one of the two is because he qualified his statement. Zok de Gemara, avul stomo mai shnei masurin. According to what we're saying right now, that if he would have said it stoma, either of these lishonos, it would have answered both. The safe of the Mishnah in giving a case where both are aser, the Mishnah over there has to specify olech and olai. Hadenu the shnei masurim or stoma who also v'chaber mutter. In fact, if you see how the Mishnah over there is going, that in order to answer both, he has to express both. Right? So this, you see clearly that the svar that was saying that the loshna of mudrani mimcho should answer both, it's clear from that mishnah over there that it's not true. That's what the Gemara is asking. Now, let's come back over here. And let's see again. So that first ran, what did that ran say? What was the point that if you say mudrani mimcho, mudrani hemoch, that both the madir and the mudir are awesome? So nochmal, ran says like this: mishum demashma mudir ani unuchosai mimcho umine chosecha. He said, "Mudrani hemoch." It would sound like from the Ran, and let's see how the Olam understood it, that each of these lashon, Mudrani is talking about himself, and hemoch is talking about his friend. It would seem like either of these lashonis are inclusive, meaning to say not only the being himself, but you know each person v'chol asher boy, right? And that's where his nechosim come into the picture. Like mudrani, right? That refers to Who's nechasim? Heimoch is referring to you and your nechasim. Now, really, beikar, what we're interested over here is the mudr ani, right, which is talking to my nechasim, and that's what the question is. You know, how does my nechasim? How could I ask him my nechasim? My nechasim are not ones that could have hano. So what does he mean? And because of that, we're turning things around that we're in addition to him being Osir, but he's also answering his friend from having an Osir to him.
How would he say it if he did not want to include his Nechasim?
So he might have to say Adolai Lo, right? Or whatever, right? You know, like the Bryce says over there. Right? That's definitely an option in the Cheshbon HaGemor, right? That's the Gemara says, right?
Is there a word that would be a Madrani with only me and not my Nechasim?
Possibly.
What would be a regular Neder? Kol Nechasecha Alai Kekorban, something like that. That would be for sure Vada, just the other guy's stuff, right?
Maybe
that
he can get
Hanar
from the guy directly, but not from the
Nechasim. Okay. Can you say that?
Your Nechasim
like a Korban to me?
That's Lashon Neder. That means that.
That's a regular nether. Isn't that how a nether works?
I thought he could only say that on a real carpet, not on your belongings.
No, well, that's the idea of koinim. You're asking, that's not false. You're asking something like a carbon, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way of creating a nether. So just like we could say, a person could say that this koinim like kikar is there. So he could extend and replace the kikar zeh to nechasecha, right, to your belongings or whatever. Fill in the blank. Right?
Also, why can't we just say for Madrani, Madrani Hemach, that why can't we just say that I'm making a neder that all your things are also to me, why do we have to put in that Madrani means both me, and then Hemach means you? I mean, I understand Madrani has the ani in it, but why can't it be that it's just one way? Madrani, I am ushering your things on me, on one way. Isn't that a way also to touch it?
Well, see, the Ran, I'm just wanting to get the point of your question. I mean, the Ran told us that Midrani, the me over here, is mashma me, my totality. Right? Okay. That's the Ran says. Right. Now what is the point of your question? Why does it have to be?
Yeah,
who says?
Why can it be my totality is also on you?
One second. So do you agree that it's your totality?
Okay, let's say.
No, see, Madrani definitely is talking to himself, right? Right. I am distanted
from you.
So he's definitely answering himself,
right?
Right? Okay, so let's start with that. So he's creating an Isser on the self party,
on his things,
on the self party. Now, who is the self party? Him and his Gemara, right?
Yeah.
So he said that his Gemara can't have Hanoah from his friend. Now that's a perplexing statement. How does his Gemara have Hano from his friend? That's where things, right? That's where things start from.
Yeah, but it doesn't only include his Gemara; it includes his cow also.
That's true.
So my cow can't have Hano from.
But my Gemara could.
I mean, nothing of mine can have.
Okay, so if you agree that he's not only talking about his cow, he's talking about all his belongings. So once he talks all his belongings, then we have that difficulty that has his Gemara and his pen and his car, you know, having Hano or not having enough from that person. That question is always going to be is going to come back to make us, to be difficult for us. And the only answer we have to that is by saying that, well, that's another way or referring to that my friend can't have enough of my car, because my car can't have enough of my friend. Right? So that's the springboard to this idea. So if you agree that when he says mudrani, that includes his totality, right? If you take on that premise, now it could be, Michael mentioned before, that it could be that this is the point of contention in the Gemara over here, right? Whether this is true or not. Okay, so this is really is a little maybe beyond the scope over here. Exactly, maybe you have to speak to the right person, who knows what Lashon is mean or don't mean. Right, it's a little more technical. but the Ran explains to us that this is what the Gemara was taking on right now. That Mudrani refers to, right, to the totality. If it refers to the totality, so he's talking about his car. Right? He's talking about his car, so then how do we understand how his car can't have enough from his friend? That's the question. So in order to explain what was he referring to about an Isser Hanoah concerning his car, right, that's what tells us. Well, that's a way of saying that you can't have hanoah from my car, rather than my car can't have hanoah from you. And that's what developed this second sided Isser, and not only am I Osir from your things, but you're Osir from my things. And that's how the Ran explained where that came from.
Near the
Hanoi. Mm-hmm. Now let's follow through. I'm going to ask the kasha from the Mishnah of Cherem, right? Now he said over here, Hareini Olecho Cherem. Hareini Olecho Cherem. Yeah. Right? I should be like a Cherem to you. A Cherem is something which is an Isser Hanoah. And I should be a cherem to you. The Ran explains that the olecho, just like when we say the mudrani, it includes his whole totality, so the olecho should also be koilel that full totality. And he's sitting therefore, and therefore he's saying that I'm also to you, you and your nechassim can't have anah from me. Right? But the point over here again is that we're making an Isser Hanoah on Nechosim. Nechosim can't have Hanoah. Right? That is questionable. What that would mean, and that's the basis of creating an Isser which is understandable. Not that his Nechosim can't have Hanoah from him, can have Hanoah from me, but I can't have Hanoah from your nechassim, from you, your nechassim. Okay, so that is the hemshach hagemara over here. So therefore, when even though the lishonos are different, mudrani mimcho, and that's hari alecha cherem, but the point over here is that the reference to the party includes his nechassim also. Right, that's the point over here. Now, if the reference to the party includes all of his nechassim, so that raises the question that if the whole Isser is just that way, how would it be that the Nechosim can have Hanoah? And that's the basis of telling us that there's an Isser which is working the other way.
At this point in the Gemara, if he says, Hareini Allah Acherim, or if he says, At Alay Acherim, and he's not Parish, they would be identical. They would both of them to be Osir on each other.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so.
So it doesn't make a difference which way he says the wording.
Yeah.
The wording would have the same exact
mm-hmm.
result at this point of the Gemara if he doesn't go to the parish.
Right.
Can I throw in an alternate?
We have an alternate answer to that.
That your cow could be nana from me, but the cow can't have an iser hana from me. In other words, if I were to say that I'm usering a hefker cow from my nechasov, that clearly wouldn't have any effect on anything, right? In other words, even though a cow could be nana from my field, but it's a nonsensical statement to say that that I'm making an iser hana for a cow to have hana from me.
So let's hear again. The premise is that a cow could have hana. There's such a thing as a hana from a cow.
Right.
All right. So assuming that that's true, now you want to know: could a person answer his hano on a certain cow, on a cow? That wouldn't work, right? Why would that be?
Because a cow isn't chayiv in mitzvahs.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But you're making an iser hana on something.
Okay,
right?
That's why
we don't have to come to the pen, right? But
I mean that applies over there. I mean, if it's my cow, then the iser could apply to the owner of the cow. It's more.
I can answer my cow on another person, right?
But how about could I answer my grass on your cow?
What?
On your cow?
Why not?
Right?
Why not? Keep your cow out of my grass.
No, that's different. What he's saying is the iser is on the owner, not on the cow. A cow can't have an iser.
Right.
That's
you're ushering the your cow. That means you're ushering the owner to let the cow in your grass.
That's exactly his point.
Yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm, okay. Right, so I'm just going to see what you're saying. Right, so what was the first thing you're saying?
Again, we said that it was a nonsensical statement to say that that I'm ushering my cow. Your question was, right, we said that it was a nonsensical statement to say that that my cow is usher kimaket hana from me, right? Or my nechasim cannot get hana from me. You said, but a cow, my cow can't get hana from me, right? That's what your question was.
The cow can get hana from the other guy.
Right. So I'm saying, although he can get hana, but he can't have an iser hana on my stuff.
Right. It would be upon the owner to make sure that his cow doesn't transgress this prohibition.
Therefore, Mimele must mean that I'm creating an Easter on the owner of the cow from the cow getting hana from me. Not the cow getting hana from me, but that's why the Lashon is mashma that it's on me.
Let's back up just for a point. So are we saying, you're giving an alternate answer to his original question from 10 minutes ago?
Right.
Oh, okay. I wasn't following that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's hear that again. So, I mean, the question was that this that in Chosim or Lav Bar Hano, is that talking about inanimate objects specifically, and therefore we're not developing this idea from the cow? The cow in a chanami could be. So now we're coming to say, no, even the cow is a lav bara asanuye. Right? Is that's what we're saying,
right,
now?
Even though the cow gets hana, but the cow doesn't get an iser hana. right? That's the language. What we're creating here is an Isra above.
I think what Rabbi Yo is asking you is that, but that still doesn't. It still doesn't lead us to make the other party auster, because if I say that my cow can't have enough from you, that means that it's auster for me to allow my cow to be nana for me.
Do I have it backwards? Mm-hmm.
It could be I'm not following 100% where we're heading at, but if this is what we're doing, right? Is that what we started with?
Yeah. So maybe I got it backwards. I don't know. Yeah.
See, I think we started. Okay. Can't
have.
Okay, I think maybe we'll pick up that discussion at a later date. All right, but hold on to that, because right? I'm sure you have a good thought over there. I'm just not reaching the far end of it.
Sorry for going back.
That's okay. Now, as a matter of fact, once you raise this point, I have to know more in the fine details. When we're talking about his hano, his animals hano. See, if we're talking about that his animal, you know, is gonna eat, let's say, his friend's fruit, whatever it is. So that might simply be his own hano, because he's saving himself, you know, the cost of a meal. So that could be that you don't even need to ask for the animal. So answering the animal itself,
the hano that you're referring to is the hano of saving money. So that there's two possible translations of the word hano. Hano can mean physical benefit, or hano can be monetary savings. You're touching hano now to be monetary savings,
or it could be both.
Well, yeah, I'm saying right. Being that it could be both. So what I'm just saying is that in that scenario, that we don't have this issue b'chlal of the discussion of the animal itself being also, because that even if he didn't discuss the animal, it could be that because of the monetary gain in it, that's I'm being nana from you, happens to be through my animal, but it's I'm being nana. So if we were to look for a case like you say, we would need a case where I wouldn't benefit, only my animal would. If that's true, so then in such a case, then we have to attack. I think whether
the animal rubbing its back against the wall.
Okay, right. Such a thing like that. So is that taka the halacha? Right. I don't know if it taka does true. As we were saying, it translates to me. Right. I mean, is that really true? Is the halacha that, you know, you have to stop your animal from scratching its back against something which belongs to Hekdesh? Is there such a halacha like that? I mean, I can't be nana, right? You know, I'm not being nana, right? I have to stop my animal from doing that? I'm not even so sure whether that's true.
You have to stop your animal from doing malacha on Shabbos. You find that you have to stop your animal from doing something that's wrong. You do find that there's a concept.
Yeah, rubbing the back is not wrong.
It's getting
hung up from that. So I mean, that gerada is. I don't think it's a rule. I think that taka is a specific application to get to Shabbos. The pasuk is the you know, ribuim of them, but
they have to make sure your animal doesn't steal from other people's properties. And you can say, it's my animal. I mean, it's an animal. I'm not. What do I have to stop it?
So I mean, that might also be included in the parasha of Mazik, right? That the Torah Taki gives responsibility, right, for that. Right, but that's like that's more like a ben al machaver, you know, dika concept. But you know, in Isurim, is there such a thing like that?
I mean, I would think it's partially what the Rav is saying is that the Isur Hana isn't the Hana of the animal; it's the owner's Hana. Right. In other words, if the animal gets Hana, which translates into you getting Hana, then again, it's your
hema.
But
so there's two steps over here. So you know, even if we get, but then the bnei chabura are still wanting. Okay, fine. You know, that's that. But now let's talk about hano, which doesn't, right? So if it were to be that's taka osur, right? So then you know, then the cow question would come back. That you know, a cow, you know, it is bar sanuye, because you know, he's taka osir, and the issa translates to the owner. Right? So that's what we were talking about, that whether that's really true. Right? And it's basically what would be, or it was that monoshoch, right? If the hanor, the animal gets, ends up in my pocket, it's my hanor, right? So, yes, it's not an issue of the nechos and bar sanuya. It's my hanor. Elamai, it's a private hanor that the animal that gets, which doesn't translate back to me. So even by the cow, you know, even though in the metzias, let's say we'll call it, he's benefiting because he's a balchai. But does the Issa Neder talk to such a thing? If it doesn't, so then again we have the same basis that even from the cow we could develop this idea that, you know, Pechach, we're making an Issa the other way. Okay, so that was a bit of the Rav Chushmaitza.
That a crazy came question. Out. Hashem creates a pen or ink, and that ink is used to write a Sefer Torah. Is that ink at Hana that it became part of a Sefer Torah, or no? And it's a Bri of Hashem. It has no Ratzon. I mean, it has Ratzon, but it has no ability to do anything. But
you find that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't show a lack of Hakaras Atov to the earth, the water, the dirt that buried the mystery to the, you find to the concept. I don't know when it applies, when it doesn't apply, but there's something to it. Maybe it has a malach in Shemayim, the malach of the dirt
Okay. We'll find the right time and place to discuss that, whether that's what we take out of that or not. Okay, let's see. So where we're standing right now is that we just put a raya from this Mishnah these Lishonis would be all-inclusive and therefore create a two-way Isser. The Gemara says that you see from the Mishnah by Chayim, not like that. So this is really a question on Rabbi Reb Chanina. Because he was the one who said it, and based on that, we used it for the explanation of Shmuel. So now we're asking it's a question on him. You know, obviously our explanation for Shmuel also is falling out, but Shmuel never said like that. So we could just back off and just try a different explanation. Right? You know, we're not responsible for that because that was just only a try. You know,
and it's not possible to differentiate between Majvani Mimcha or Hamach or whatever and the Lashonos of Harini Alecha Cherem. It's not possible to make that chilek.
If you want to offer an explanation, we're ready to hear.
Attempt to say there's a chilek between those that like Meheichat Hesi, just because Midrani Yemach might be a two way, they're both us on each other. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what the Gemara answers?
No,
it says a different lashon. Lecha, that is different.
Right.
And she's going to say Lecha is different, but this Midrani Yemach. And Harini Alecha Cherem seem to be
that they're different, right? In the words, yeah. Okay, then.
Okay. What's it going to say in the Yitmar? Eventually, it's going to say, right?
Yeah. So I mean, without really offering a plan, so we can't really ask any questions And yes, so we would take out of the Gemara that even though there's a different word usage over here, but the concept is the same by both. There's no way to differentiate, right?
If it's true that Madrani means both of us on each other, then Harina Lacha has to be the both of us on each other.
Right. That's what we're going to take out of this Gemara. Now, if we have a understandable or a way of explaining why they should be different, then, you know, then we can discuss that question. But just, like, you know, in a general sense, you know, if you don't really have any real explanation, we're just wondering whether the different terms have to be the same. I think we would take out the more, yeah, they do. Okay?
And Mudrani means Ani Nechasai, and Harini means Ani Nechasai?
Mm-hmm. The Ran, the point in the Ran was the Olecho. over there, right? Rani Lech Acherim, right? You saw that, Ran? V'amai neima dolech anami kol chaverim lechosov. Right? Akoponim in that. I mean, it's really both, right? Different points of the Gemara.
Hareini includes me and my nechassim, and Olecha includes you and your nechassim.
Olecha and Olai.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Let's just see if we can get the chesed over here. So Zot the Gemara like this.
It's not the word Hareini?
What's relevant over there is the Olecha.
So in the Midrani Hemach, is it the word Midrani or is it the word Hemach?
And we're really saying both, right?
Aren't we saying both by Hareini Olecha also?
That's true, but the point of the Gemara's Kasha is the Olecha. Right, the Olai and Olecho. Right, because that's talking about who can have Hano.
Okay.
But maybe we have to be more a number of times. Then we'll come out with a clear question. Then we could address it. Right, but at this point, I don't really hear a clear question. So, you know, we're okay. So tomorrow, Ella Hachi Yitmar Rav Yisrael B'Chanina. So we have to change the Ikar Mem Rav Yisrael B'Chanina because it's not like the Mishnah. So talk to Gemara like this. So Rav Yisrael B'Chanina definitely came to say that a certain lotion will create a two-way Yisrael, Madr and Mudr. But Zokti Mora, apparently we got the wrong lashon, right? Because the lashon of Midrani Hemach, if it's coming from there, then it's a steer to the mission by Cherim. So Zokti Mora the following: the basic one must be referring to something else. Muda ani loch shneim asun Midrani Hemach who was the chaverim muter. The basic Reb Chanina was really coming to say a difference that. The lashon of Midrani Mimcho, that lashon really taka only does not answer both. The lashon that answers both is the lashon of Loch Mudr ani Loch. Now, why is that so? So the Ran explains that the word Loch, specifically the word Loch, has a double connotation. Zok the Ran. You see the Rashi? The Ran, Elohochi Yitma Om Abyeshu B'chanino, Mudrani Loch, Shneim Asurim. Zok the Ran the following. The Loch Mashma Loch, Koloima Nechose Asurim Loch, right? That we're talking about who the Isser is to. Loch, your Asser. Umashma Mishelcho. Right? And there's also Mashma of Loch that we're talking about from you. There's a to you and a from you here in the word loch. Right. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Now, okay, that is a new idea. That's why that's so. Loch. Loch has a double mashmois.
And it's only this one word.
Yeah, right. Now it would seem from the Ran that the word loch refers to both simultaneously, right? I mean to say, it's not just that loch could mean either that or this. And he means one thing, but it's not clear what he's saying. It could mean this, could mean that, and you know that's where both Yisurim come from.
Right? Why do you need the word Ani? Why couldn't it be Mud or Loch? If Loch means I'm also on you and you're also on me.
Where are you quoting from?
Ella Hachi Itmar Rav Yosef Achinel Mud Ani Lecha Shnei Masur. Why do you need the word Ani?
Oh, in the Midrani.
Ella hachi et madrabes v'chinem muda ani l'cha shnei masurim.
If you just said Mudr, who would it refer to?
Mudr Lecha.
Who?
The word Lecha means to you and from you.
Okay, to you and from you. To other, which other person? So fine. That guy, Mudr Lecha.
You can't answer other things. You can only answer, Iran has said in the past, you can only answer that which is yours on other people, or you can answer on yourself. You can't answer, I can't make Chaim not to be able to have enough from Yanko, I can't do that.
Okay, you're saying because it has to be me, you don't need the me.
If the word, look, I thought the word me is because otherwise it wouldn't make a sense, but now that the word Lecha means to you and from you, and from your Lechasim and all that, all included in one word Lecha. So then, Allah, whatever you want to pronounce it, why do you need the word Ani?
But how did you understand before this? What did Lech mean?
We never had the word Lecha before. We had Midrani Hemach at the top of the page. We're just bringing Lach now. Lach is a new Hosaf at this point in the Gemara.
Right.
Lach usually means to you. Li means to me. So to me, for Lach to mean both is shver.
So what they mean to say is Lach can mean
Lach means
to give to you.
Yeah.
And you know, ten lacha. Or yesh lecha, it belongs to you.
Okay, in both cases, it's to you, not to me.
Nobody's saying it. It's, right. Well, but it's your things, your things. What is lecha? What is masha yesh lecha? Is usher to me. That's what. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He's saying lecha. He's not saying lana or li.
Okay, what he's saying is that the lecha also has a sense of your possessions. Because we use that lush in that way. It's lecha. It's something that is lecha.
Yours.
Yeah.
Yours.
Yeah.
Just because a person can't aser, let's say, Reuven's stuff to Anshimon, doesn't mean that that's what his statement means, that he's not trying to do it. In other words, if he didn't have the word on me, so okay, it wouldn't work that if I aser Reuven to Shimon, but perhaps without saying the word ani, that could have been his intent, and therefore it would be an effective statement.
Ineffective.
Right. Well, so you have to say the word ani, specifying what's aser, you know, me to you, and then it's an effective statement.
Except that he said the word lecha.
Right, but the question was, why did we need the word ani?
Yeah, but once he said lecha, we just said that means both ways, you and me.
If he just
said mudr...
To you and from you.
Yeah. It's not specifically to me or from me, it could be to Reuven and from Reuven. Right? In other words,
means to you, and it also means of yours, from you.
What?
Lecha, we're translating, means to you, and it also means shalcha, from you.
But it doesn't mean from you to me, and from me to you. It's from you and to you. Right, so if you didn't have the word on me, right, you could be trying to usher him on someone else's, which, as you point out, doesn't work, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't saying that.
Okay, yeah. That's very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's really what Michael was starting with. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we just found out, and this looks like it's going to remain with us, that the word loch is a to you from you, right? And therefore that word could answer both the matter and the mudr. Now. So what the Gemara right now did, clearly, it just we reconstructed Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, that what was the word that he was saying that it'll answer both ways. So we answered him up, right? that he was referring to a different word, not the Madranim Heimoch, and therefore it's not fair from the Mishnah in by Cherim. Now, but as far as Shmuel is concerned, you know, doesn't help us at all. Now, if you look in the Gemara, in the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara seems to be now asking a question on an explanation of Shmuel. And this would imply that we were supposed to have devised a new explanation in Shmuel based on the new understanding of Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina. Somehow, the Gemara was there was a reference to a new explanation, and that the Gemara is asking a question. So the Ran comes to explain that, right? So what happened in the Gemara over here, right? Even though it's not so explicit in the Gemara itself, Gemara only seems to be explaining Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina, but in that lies a new explanation to Shmuel, right? And that we got to see the Ran to see that what is that explanation? Let's see the Ran. So the Ran continues, V'nira be'enai. Yeah, you see that? You see the Hemshech of the Ran. V'nira be'enai. The Hochi Pirush. This is an explanation one. The Kosakata Bechasha, the Shmuel Hochi Daik. Right? So you see clearly that the Ran is explaining at this point to the Gemara that there is a new explanation to Shmuel. This is the memory of Shmuel. This is what he's explaining. He's being medayik in the Mishnah. The following. Okay, so now we have to follow over here a bit of the train of thought over here. And let's see if we could hold it. Okay, point number one. You look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a whole bunch of different lishaynis, and it says osir. That in itself is a reason to say chod katani. That in itself, okay, that's the starting point. The kivan de chod katani. That means that the Madrani is ending off with a shani toimloch, right? That's just what he sees in the Mishnah itself, from the fact that the Mishnah gives one isser and doesn't say an isser after the Madrani. It seems to me that we're still, you know, in middle of the expression. Now the kivan the chod katani. Now if that's true, that whatever he started with, he ended off by saying, Shani Oichloch, Shani Toimloch. Being that's so, so it should follow now that the Loshon, the Mishnah, which says, Mizrani Mimcho, Heimoch, right, is Lavdavko. Because, even if he would have said the expression of Loch, that also would have the same din, that would only answer.
Why would you say that?
He explains the kivan the misayim will say for mashani yoichel, since he continued and he explained what he means, misayim will say for mashani yoichel. Afil yom aloch, even if he said loch loy mashma d'shnei masurim elo duhu osu v'chaverim motu. But since he continued and he clearly expressed Shani Toim Loch, so that's like an explanation of what he means. So that's what we take out. Meaning to say as follows, that l'chore the understanding is like this, is that Loch has in it a double meaning, and if you don't detract from the double meaning, then that's what was said, and therefore the full double meaning, you know, it was expressed, and it'll create whatever it does. However, a person has the ability to direct us to what translation of the loch he's referring to. So that's what Shani Toim Loch would do. Right? It would limit the mashmois.
There's the word loch there too. Shani Toim Yeah, so that's the limit. Lach means two-way street.
No.
To me, me to you.
Yeah, I hear, but I think it's intransitive verb, so it doesn't can't work.
Let me see. With that also, Shani Taim. I mean, the Shani Taim is clearly saying that the Isser is on me, right?
Why?
Because she says I need to.
Taim. What I said by intransitive. A transitive verb is I give to you. I taste. I can't taste to you. So I give to you is a transitive verb because I can transfer something to you. And I taste is an intransitive verb. I can't transfer my tasting to you. So therefore, the lach can't work as a giving. It can only work one way. That's what I want to say. I don't know if that's true. But
let's see if that's right. Is that what we said before? Muder ani lach.
You're on the right track, by the way.
Muder ani lach. The word muder ani lach, even though I'm saying the ani... That is not saying anything. The loch mudr ani loch. I'm just the other party over here, which is the to me and from me, or to you and from to you from me and from you to me. She'ani toyim, she'ani toyim. Right, lechari is attaching the iser to me. See, when I say mudr ani, I'm just that ani is just acting as the second party. But when I'm saying she'ani toyim, that's really directing the iser to someone specific, and that's what's limiting the extent of the iser. That's what I would think.
You're saying, I'm not sure, but I hear what you're saying is that he's specifically, ani toim is my action. It's my action which is usur and not your action. Mm-hmm. That seems to be what you're saying, right?
Even
if
the word
loch
means both ways.
So that's how I was differentiating. See, when I say midrani loch, right, the ani over there is just the other party. It's not talking about the isser. Right? Shani Toyim is directing the Isser. Right? That's what we were offering over here. So if there's a positive direction to the Isser, so that's telling me where the Isser is being sent. So it's a limitation in the Iker Isser.
To him.
I mean, this is the challenge of this Masechta.
Okay, one of them, right? Right, so it does get a little bit easier. Not necessarily that we understand the rules, but we just get a little more comfortable. Right, that's what it's like. And when you first start learning the dorm, it's just a little confusing because you're never sure whether you're coming or going. You know, which way, who's what does this mean? Right, so we get a little more comfortable with the lashonis and what they could mean. But the exact rules and the klolim of the diktuk over here, we got to be a little flexible to the different stodim in the Gemara. Yeah. Okay. So, but what we're getting at over here is that we're trying to. The Ran's telling us that there's a subtle, undiscussed, openly new explanation for Shmuel at this point of the Gemara, right? And what that was is as follows. That the premise is that it's a chod katani, not really based on any halacha. Right? That's what's changing over here. Right? Till now, you know, it's a chod katani was based on a halacha. Right? In order that the halacha should, right? But look at what we're saying right now. It's a chod katani because it only says one answer. That's the fact. Right? That's what we're starting. It's a chod katani. Now that's a chod katani. So therefore, even though the Mishnah talks about a case of Majani Mimcha, which that Lashon intrinsically can't answer, right, you know, both the Madr and the Nidr, but Shmuel is making a point that since the case in the Mishnah is, for whatever reason, the Tana decided to talk about such a case, the Tana is talking about a case that he said Midrani Shani Oichel Shani Oichel Loch. Well, once he's saying that, then even if you would have used a different term of Lecha, but the explanation of Shani Toim is directing where the Isser is, so only he'll be Asr.
And without it, then both.
Without it, both. I didn't follow that. I'm just saying without it.
Back to Shmuel, that like Shmuel held originally, that if it just says Mudrani Imoch, then Shneim Asur.
No, not Imoch. Not Imoch.
No? In the beginning, Imoch. Mudrani Imoch, Shneim Asur.
So that we proved was wrong, right? So that the Lashon of Mudrani Imcho or Imoch definitely does not include two A's. Right, that we brought the Mishnah of Chayrim that refuted that possibility.
Oh, so what does include Shneim?
Loch.
Just Loch.
Just word Loch.
Oh, Mudrani Loch.
Right.
Mudrani Locha.
Or Mudrani Locha.
Uh-huh. I mean, Mudrani and Mudrani are all the same thing. If you look in the different masters of the Ran, the gear says Mudrani. Oh. Mudrani Loch. Mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. Now, being at that source, let's pick up over here in the Ran that those who have the older print, there's like a dot over here. I don't know if the newer print still has the dot there. Umishum hachi. So, because of this, Kamar Shmuel, Hayti katani tana demedrani bein de omar heimoch bein shomar loch who osef harem mutter. Now, this line, let me just say it. It becomes a little difficult, but based on what we developed, it just became as if the Mishnah is speaking about both, right? And on that he's saying, well, that the Mishnah could include both if he says Mimcha and Loch, and you'll both arrive at the same conclusion that only the Madr is Osir, they both have the same as the Madr is Osir, it was only because he continued. But if he wouldn't have continued, then there would be a difference between Midrani Mimcha and Midrani Loch, because Midrani Loch would answer both ways.
So he's basically saying there's a Huadin, and Shmuel's statement was on the Huadin without the Sefer. Something like that?
There's a Huadin, and what would be, right, if you wouldn't have the Sefer, if you wouldn't have the Sefer, there wouldn't be a Huadin, right? Now, sort of, that might be included in the Gemara's question, right, but it's a little difficult that, you know, he already had to have known the end in order to start the beginning, so, you know, it's a little bit hard. But let's say, right, okay, but what he's saying is like this, is that the Tana is talking about a case when he says, whatever his original expression was, he's saying, once that's so then it's irrelevant, you know, what the personal mashmois of that first memory was, because there's a clear explanation of what he means when he fears eyes. Right? So on that Meshul will be saying that in this case when he continued with Shani Tarnach, so there are not going to be any differences in what that original statement was. But you should know that if he wouldn't have feared that eyes, then there will be a difference, and the Aloch would only apply to a Madrani Mimcha, but not to Aloch. So this is sort of Shmuel will be saying over the memory of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, right? That difference, right? And you know, he decided to say it on the Mishnah, right? You know, which is, you know, a very roundabout way of like putting it into the Mishnah, right? And that might really be the point of the Gemara's question. But Akoponim, this is how the Ran explains what the Gemara means, because it's apparent from the Gemara that the Gemara does at this point have a new explanation of what Shmuel's coming to say. And the Gemara asks the question on this. Let's say, Fet Gemara. The words of the Gemara's Kashas is as follows. V'ha masnis niktani heimo v'kimlo the masnis in the Shmuel bekulon at sheyema sheni toym loch sheni oichel loch who the osav charimuter avol b'midrani heimo shnei masurim. Now this is a question on a previous explanation. Now, what's the point of the, what is the point of the question? This also have to find in the words how what the stress of the question is. The Ran explains. I'm in the Ran right now. Kloima. Right? So the Ran is explaining that what lies within these words, the Gemara's question, is the Gemara is asking a question. The Gemara is not happy with the explanation of Shmuel. The Gemara is stressing over here. The Mishnah, the Loshon Mishnah says Hemoch. It's definitely true what he's saying. That knows we have no questions that what he's saying is not oiskahalt and lahalocho. It's not a true statement. Well, the way we're explaining Shmuel now is a true statement. But to say that that is what Shmuel meant to say, the Gemara is not accepting that. That's the Gemara is asking. Right? That's true. Well, you have a Shmuel is tumei milsei. That Shmuel shouldn't have been so concealed. The mashma the koy alishna the tana behedya the hanimach. It would sound like he's coming to say a comment on the lotion that the tana chose. The loyma the shnei masurim, and that's what's also kach nirbeinah. Right, so you see that the Ran is taking responsibility for this explanation because it's very very sawsome in the Gemara exactly what the Gemara means, and zok the Ran that the Gemara's kasha is that it doesn't seem to be that this is the point of Shmuel, because if it's true, then Shmuel really comes to talk about a lashon of loch, which wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah at all. So if that should be the point and the highlight of what he's coming to say, then it shouldn't have been said on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't discuss that lashon. It would sound like Shmuel is discussing something about a lashon that the Mishnah itself uses if he chose to talk on the Mishnah. Okay, so right now where we are, so we're standing once again. Rabbi Yisrael of Chanina is saved, granted. We can't use him to understand Shmuel, so we need a new explanation for Shmuel. Okay, Zot Gemara El Meikar de Shmuel Hochi Itmar. Zot Gemara, let's go back to the explanation of Shmuel. Time Adoma Shani Yechelach Shani Taimloch Hu Dein Hu Oser Ela Ba'achilo. That Gemara raises a new point, right? Till now we've been discussing which party is Aser. Now the Gemara now is focusing on what the Iser is. What is the extent of the Iser? So Zok Shmuel.
Does Achila and Tima have the identical connotation?
Yeah. I believe so.
Maybe
Tima is answering something even if you taste it and spit it out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we should be mavar that. But no, if we have a question about that, that's probably something that you know needs to bring a raya to. Right? I mean, either way, I personally thought that you know, it's the same connotation. But once the question is raised, right, I'm not sure if we could answer that question with our own pieces of knowledge. We probably have to bring rayas to that. And I mean, I think that one of the things that we mentioned before, that one iser, right, would be mashma that it's shoveh. Right, Mishnah Pasuk's Osir. Right, that was one of the cheshbonis of the Gemara. Oh. Right, it would seem like that the cases in the Mishnah have the same Isser. Right, so that would seem to be suggest that in this connotation, Shani Tomloch is a loshen of Isser Achila, similar to Achila. That's what I would like to offer.
Yeah. It's a problem then also for the Mudrani. As you're saying, part of it is an Isser Hanan, part of it is... No?
But where are we?
We're just in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Because you've got Ochel Toim, Mudrani. If we were going to say Mudrani is an Isser Hana, and Ochel Ach is an Isser... Oh, because it's Chara Katana. Yeah.
Okay. So let's speak it out, and then we'll see how it works. Okay. So what Shmuel is saying is like this, is that, and this is a valid point, over here. We didn't really dwell on this before, right? But I don't think that this necessarily is would be mechadish this right now. Yeah, so Zotum like this, that Madrani Mimcho, that is a Loshon of Isser by itself, but what is it answering? The Madrani Mimcho is not really directing a certain type of Isser, so it would be all-inclusive in Isser Hano, that Madrani would be. The Shani Urchel Shani Temloch is being very specific in what it is. So on that, Shmuel is saying that this, that the Mishnah, even though you use the Madrani, but the Isser that is going to be in the Mishnah is in Isser Achila, that's only because you use the Lashon Shani Taim, Shani Urchel Shani Taim. That's the basis of why it's in it. But were one to use the Lashon of Madrani alone without Shani Yachtenlach, then it will produce a greater, more encompassing Isser of an Isser Hano. So like this, the word Madrani itself, like we just mentioned before, this idea, that it's possible that we have a word which is an inclusive word, Madrani. Right? So if it's not limited, then it would contain the full Mashmois of what it has. But it could be limited. And that limitation is an explanation to the Madrani. It's not a contradiction. Right? It's just clarifying.
You have to send a clarification to
the Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the chayda.
I think that was discussed in the note.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
I have to find it.
Yeah. Okay. Machlokas on that. Even Toka Devi, where somebody holds that it wouldn't help. Okay. I got it out.
Yeah. Because then how would they learn the Mishnah over here?
I guess it's,
okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. That's it.
Right. Maybe this is a different explanation.
Yeah, when we get there, I feel like it's in Kedushin.
Oh, okay.
So when we get there in 25 years, I'll bring it back up.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, let's hear that. So after Gemara, Hamadrani Mimcha Asa Afilu Bahano. So fine. So that halacha, this is Oiska Halton. This is, we agree that it, that the halacha that he's saying is true. Nor what the Gemara still has a question on that. Ihochi lema Shmuel hochi. Fret the Gemara, Shmuel should say as follows. Look in the Ran over here. Ran gives us the girsa of the Gemara. Okay, in my Gemara, it's the it's like a hochi gasinan right before the widest line. Hochi gasinan, I hochi lema Shmuel hochi. He should have said the foul. Imuloy omar shani oichaloch osra afilu bahano. Now the Ran explains that what Mara's kasha is, and the Ran says, I'll speak it out over here. It's getting a little late. That the way Shmuel introduces it, Shmuel's the lashon member is ad sheyomar. Ad sheyomar would be mashma that you're not going to have that iser or that degree of iser only in these conditions. If you didn't say these conditions, then you would have less, nothing or akoponim less. So according to what we're explaining right now, it's really just the opposite. That because he continued on, he limited the extent of the Isser. Were you to have only said Midrani, it would have been a bigger Isser. Shmuel's Mashma Faker. The Mashmois of Shmuel is that the reason why you have this degree of Isser is because you said this. If you wouldn't have said this, you would have had a lesser degree of Isser. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now the Ran says that the truth of the matter is that this question that we're asking right now, we could have asked this on before also, right? Because before we said this, we also had the same kind of thing. Shmuel saying that the reason why only the Amadir is also is because you said, Shani Yerichatonah, if you wouldn't have said, then both would be also. So again, I mean, that means that now that you added this on, you limited the Isser, right? And the Mashmois of Shmuel is that he's coming to say that you have this greater extent of Isser because of that. So the Ras is in Nochanami. You're right. This Kasha we could have asked before. Again, the base of this Kasha is that Mashmois and Shmuel is that he's coming to say that you have the extent of the Isser only because you added on. Were you not to have added on, you'd have a lesser extent of Isser. That's the Mashmois of the way Shmuel says it. And therefore, if you explain the difference of Shmuel by saying that would he have only said Mufshashani, you would have had a greater Isser, whether the greatness would have been beside the number of parties who are Osir, or because of the extent of the Etzim Isser, that's the Hano, as opposed to Achila, that would all be the same question. So therefore, this question that we're asking right now, we could have asked it before, but Zokter Ram, the reason why we didn't ask before, because we had a better question. We had a halacha question that we asked. That's a more basic question. It's partially not true. Over here, we have no halacha question. What he's saying is definitely true, what we're saying. But the Gemara is just asking that it doesn't seem that that's what Shmuel's coming to say, again, based on the way Shmuel says it. Let's just get to the end of the Gemara over here. This end. Zokter Gemara. Elo hochi yitmar. Time it omar shani yichlov shani toim lo hu osur avu mudvani himoch loy mashma to omar osur. Zok the Gemara. The Ran explains the Gemara is back to really how we started. That what we're coming to say is that this that we're creating on Isser is only because he said shani yichlov shani toim lo, were he to have only said mudvani, it wouldn't answer. Right, let's talk like that.
It would be nothing?
But let's say it would be nothing. Right? We're going to take on that for a moment. Right? Let's say it would be nothing. And the Ran explains that. So how do we change from the Gemara before? Right? I mean, the Braisa definitely says that it does answer. Right? So the Ran explains as follows. And what's changing in the Gemara at this point is that originally we thought that the reason why Midrani wouldn't answer at all, if that's what Shmuel is saying, is because it doesn't even have the status of a yad shein mechiyach, even the lowest level yad, it's not. That's what Shmuel was saying. Now, if that's so, the Bryson says not like that. Right? So then we can't get out of that question. At this point in the Gemara,
lowest level yad, it's not
yad shein mechiyach. Not even
isn't
the yad.
Isn't there a lower level called yad shein mechiyach klal?
Okay, I mean, it's not a yad, right? So
this is yad she'en mechiyach.
With the Gemara originally thought it was yad she'en mechiyach klal, now the Gemara is changing that it's yad she'en mechiyach. That's what changes in the Gemara. Now, at this point, that the Shmuel is saying that if he would have said Midrani, it would not answer because we need a yad mechiyach, and this is yad she'en mechiyach. That's what Shmuel would be saying.
And the sheet is that hold that you need yadayim to be mochichos, would hold that it would ask them.
And that's the Braisa, and that's the answer to the question. The question that we ask the Braisa is not like Shmuel, right? That would be the Cheshbon. Once we could say that Shmuel's saying that if you would have said Midrani, it would not answer because I need a Yad Mechiyach, this is not a Yad Mechiyach, then already, if that's his premise, then that's maybe his personal opinion on it. Or maybe he has a Tana to back him, but it's not necessarily agreed upon. So therefore, now when we're going to ask from the Braisa, right, that that's not true, on that we could say, granted that the Braisa holds that Midrani can ask, that's because the Braisa holds the Yad Mechiyach has the Chashivus of Yad. And Shmuel's working with the Shita, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Yad Shein Mechiyach is not a Yad. Right? That's what he's doing. Now, let's just speak out over here the Gemara, because the Gemara adds some information over here. Right? Where does this come in? The Gemara says as follows. It doesn't answer, and the Gemara says as follows. My time, mother animim kho loy mishtayne badokh mashna u mushan kho loy yavin la imokh masu matn mashma em khaim kho loy kimin lok dal am is di loch mashma. Now so the Gemara is giving an explanation why wouldn't these answer. So the Gemara is giving a mashmois of something other than an isser hano, something very much limited and more specific. And it would seem that this has to do with the new explanation of the Gemara. Meaning to say that now that we're saying that the reason why it doesn't ask it is because of a yad she'ena mechiyach, then these points are relevant. This is what makes it into yad she'ena mechiyach. In the original Gemara, we thought that Madrani doesn't have any mashmois to anything, right? It doesn't suggest any prohibition bechlal, right? So we don't have to even talk about these things. Now the Gemara is saying that what makes it a yach in mechiyach because it's soivel such an interpretation. Like these cases that the Gemara says.
Is every time something is a yad she'ena mechiyach, is that always because there's another possible way you can interpret the words? Or is there possibly something that would be yad she'ena mechiyach because it's just not clear this what it means, even if we don't have another interpretation that it could mean in mind?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very, very general question. I guess just to answer that question in a definite way, someone would have to be very, very knowledgeable throughout the whole Masechta. So I wouldn't at this point be able to give you a decisive answer to that. It's possible that
the Gemara here is mashma that the reason that it's Einu Mechiyach is because we have another interpretation. When you said Mudrani, you could have meant I'm not going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Or Roshana, I'm not going to do business with you. Because of that, that's why.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
It's mashma that just stop just to say it's not clear what you're saying is not good enough. It has to be with another interpretation of the words. That's the way I understand the words.
That's right. So I think your question is this a rule or this right. is placed over here? So right. So that right. So to say that this is the rule and. I'm saying that I don't know if we're ready to commit ourselves to such a
and I'll keep
statement.
And we'll discuss this again next week when it gets to Hari Hu Tzedakah.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe if we think it through over here, we could have Rias, local Rias to this idea. But definitely, that's the Mashmoyis HaGemara. That the Gemara is definitely bringing in this in now, and where the Rana is explaining the shift of the Gemara, so this will be the basis of the shift. This that the understanding now is that it's a yad she'en mechich as opposed to any yad klal has to do with the fact that there is an alternate understanding. Now, the Ran Taka brings two shittas as far as what the halacha is in such a case. Is it that it doesn't answer at all? And that will be because being that it's not clear what he means. It could mean this, could mean that. So that in itself is it's not mechiyach. It's not clear what the intention is. So then it's not enough of an expression to create any isser. That's one side that the Ran talks about. There's another tzad in the Ran that possibly these things would become aser, right? Let's just
become aser to do business with the guy or to talk to the guy.
Right. So there are a couple of things that need to be explained, which is a little too late right now for that. But let's just highlight, and on your way to the next year, you could think about this. That so first of all, we need to know how these things present themselves as Isure Neder, right? Because an Isur Neder, like we understand, it's an Isur Chefza. That's what it has to be. It's not a prohibition on a certain action. That's a Shvuah, right? Right. So, right, you know how that works, and the second point that we need to understand over here is that if it haka asters, how does that work? I mean, it's the Ache and Mechiach, so, you know, so how does it answer? It would seem, I'll just give
it's
a little
bit more. Mechiach, because it could be this way, it could be that way.
So then it shouldn't answer anything.
Right.
Right?
It's not Mechiach in both.
That's the Ron Shita. That might not be the Shita according to these other posts.
Right,
no?
Right. This other side that the Ron himself brings, it's Yesh Mephoshim, Ikemando Omar, right? Just give you a little direction. It would seem possibly like this, that that the Einu Mechiach just means more than this. In other words, that possibly these Isurim are included.
This is the minimum.
Right. So that's how it could possibly be that it's Mechiach. This is for sure. Whether there's more or not, that's Einu Mechiach. So therefore, I can't create any more Isur because the unclarity starts after that. Right? Okay. Just to give you all a little
last call
in
there.
Thank
you.
What?
That last thing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I had that question, so I appreciate it.
Okay. You can think about it. Let me know your thoughts. Okay.
Yeah.